Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Warbus Podcast, episode 126 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
We're in the shed.
Yeah.
Garage, workshop.
Yeah, hopefully the acoustics are good, but we just did a test and they sounded good.
I don't know, I wouldn't go as far as say good. Sounded audible.
Tonight's drink is Hobgoblin, traditionally crafted legendary ruby beer. This is Hobgoblin original, isn't it?
I mean, 5.2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes drink the old King Goblin, but yeah. it gets a bit fucky. It gets to that stage where it's...
killed by Gandalf.
It's not particularly tasty. Mm-hmm. It's just strong. The taste strength factor is overloaded.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the strength side. Mm-hmm. So, we're in the garage. It's a bit big, it's a bit open.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be cold. Fucking cold. Yeah, yeah. That's because it's September.
No. Well,
coming in January.
It'll be fine. Yeah, well, it'll make us talk.
My tits off.
Won't it?
So we've managed to set up a 6x4 as well as my workshop.
Yeah, and it's...
Luckily, Jo doesn't come in here, so she's got no concept of the fact that I have now taken over about 2/3 of the garage, which is a double garage.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm playing in the heart of Blackgate Miniature Studios workshop.
Well, it is. We got machines.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff and things.
Little kids working away. Yeah, you know, like
Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas.
So what are we going to talk about today? What's been happening in Wayne's World?
Okay, so since we recorded last, which was on the LGBT.
I've got a funny story about that. Yeah, should we get it out of the way?
Let's get it out of the way, yeah.
The LGBT. So did you speak to Nav?
The game result gate? Are you gonna? Is that?
No. So I was talking to Nav.
Right. Okay. Go on. You tell.
And he was talking about LGBT.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, right. so that for people that don't know, LGBT is lesbian, gay, bisexual, yeah. and transvestite.
Yeah. yeah.
Or transsexual, transgender, whatever the fuck that last bit mm-hmm. is. Without the Q on the end now. Mm-hmm. But he went to an LGBT board game night.
All right. Okay.
Randomly.
Well, why not? Yeah.
Okay. That's what he said. Yeah, okay. In true Paul Winter fashion. Yeah, like, it came up on my Facebook feed.
Tied down to the board game?
It came up on my Facebook feed, so LGBT.
Yeah, yeah.
He thought it was, obviously, lettuce, bacon and tomato sandwiches and board gaming.
Genuine.
I mean, he said it. If he's not, he's got the best deadpan face I've ever seen. And he said, that's what I asked him straight away. He said, well, what's the G for? And he said, gammon.
Gammon.
I said, why would you have gammon and bacon on the same sandwich? He said, you're like, well,
yeah.
more's always better. More bacon product.
That's brilliant.
So he drove, however, the distance. For this evening LGBT mm-hmm. board game night. And obviously he wouldn't let him play. Or come back.
Because he wasn't...
LGBT.
Well, how did they know he wasn't? Did he say it wasn't?
Oh, because he probably would have stood out a little bit, I guess.
Well, I don't know.
Like, not being, like, yeah, well,
what,
I don't know.
A raging homosexual.
I think it was probably more like a women-friendly.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, yeah.
LGBT board game.
Not sausage in the room.
No, I would have guessed. Because, I mean, gay magic players, the ones I've known.
Right.
They're quite happy playing with other magic players who are male, female, straight, bi, whatever.
Sexuality doesn't matter. It's a game.
Well, it does matter because that's why you've got an LGBT board game.
Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, like, why would it... Like, okay, yeah, go on. Yeah.
So there you go, exactly. So he turned up for his bacon sandwich and his board game and was like, neither.
That is a bit... Well, that's funny.
I was like...
Oh, that's a bit, well, I think in that sense, it's like, why...
Why not?
Right?
Well, yes.
You know, why...
Because they want to stay away from people like you, alpha male.
I've only just recently got on air. Yeah, yeah, like, I'm the last person who would have any problem with any of that. What are you talking about? I've got a drama degree. What are you talking
drama
about?
Drama degree. You were the one that posted that it was only when Arthur came out on air.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, that made me laugh. So, and there was also an LG. What's it called? London GT. LGT.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No LGBT.
Yeah.
That was someone else. You shared a story because all you do is you've seen something in your life on Facebook.
No.
If you're not interested in something, You're watching something. When do you find time to do everything?
Well, it's around other things, isn't it? I mean, are you talking about the yellow card video?
I think my favourite was that you are going to, you were interested in, I don't know what that means. You're interested in.
Yes.
Chelmsford's greatest Daft Punk.
Yeah,
video.
I like Daft Punk.
So do I.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to watch Chelmsford's greatest.
Well, I don't know. Daft is Punk it, it's like I'm going to get out of my way.
What are you going to do? Just play a fucking.
I don't
TV.
Know. Like,
why are you
well, if you know, well, like, you don't try
but
before.
But it came up on my feed.
Well, that's not my problem, is it?
And then 10 minutes earlier, you were going to watch fucking Saxon in Rotherham or some.
Sack? No.
I don't know who
it is. Hell Jam's hippie.
Hell Jam's
hippie. That'll win. Yeah, like.
But they're just some random locations where you've got to drive all the way to Yorkshire.
No, it's not in Yorkshire, but like, probably not, no. But it's just a joke.
Facebook, it's fucking menacing.
They do, but it's clever how they send you things that they realise you are interested in.
I don't see much of that. Oh. I see lots of things that you're interested in. And on Twitter, I see.
We don't give them any material.
All I see on Twitter is things that other people follow, not even the things they like. Just some Sherwin Matthews follows this person. Well, what's that got to do with me? Don't show me. Right, anyway, rant over. It's been a stressful day, you can tell, can't you? Already, I'm fucking off and running. So tell us about your 40k yellow card story.
Well, no, it came up on my YouTube.
Came up on everybody's feed.
And it was obviously it's a free video because it's like there's very few. In fact, there's nothing I'm a patron or pay to subscribe to. And so like, straight away, yeah, quality of videos would be less because it's for free. Hence this, you know, like so. But it was because I just picked. It caught my eye because it had London Grand Tournament in the title.
Yeah.
And it was a yellow, and I'm like, what's this? And it was excessively long, 37 minutes. But the guy doesn't even come to the topic until 7 minutes in, where one of the many, many 40k players, and obviously this guy plays 40k quite a lot. And he was moaning essentially, or really saying about you know, this bad game experience he had at the London Grand Tournament, and his opponent got a yellow card, which was one step away from being banned, you know, red carded. I guess they use the football because it's most common, and it was just him talking about why he's in. He didn't name this other bloke, though he did say he was a man.
Well, he did say he finished third, didn't he?
Yeah, well, then... Well, then I heard that. No, he didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so that would ID this person. Anyway, and just, like... But it was just funny listening to this guy. Because at its heart, it's like... What was funny was the whole situation about it. It's just like... It's frustrating. And also what was interesting was what's not overtly said. Like, the fact that they think 40K is a competitive game. Like, as in, its tight rules set is tight enough to be a competitive game.
Listen, mate. The last time they had one of those competitive 40k or fantasy, there was about 180,000 fucking sheets of comp rules you had to use. Fucking thing.
So it's like straight up there. It's like, well, it's not, is it? Because
it's not.
It can't be.
And he spent the whole time justifying the fact he didn't concede the game and then lost anyway. Well, why didn't he just fucking concede and move on,
yeah,
mate?
Exactly.
You said you were going to concede, and then he didn't.
This guy had played him before.
So and he said he'd never play him again. I'll
and
concede.
Then he did.
And then he did. And asked for like, a ref to sit there for 2 hours. Waste his fucking life as well.
It's like,
just concede and move on, lad.
Exactly. And anyway, but so my point, like, I shared it on our like club's site and pretended it was me.
Everybody believed it.
Yeah. but it was what also said was so the fact that they think 40k is actually competitive, then as in it's tight enough to be that.
Oh please.
Then both of them were using. Literally almost sat like ultramarine space marine lists like
identical you know, almost I don't, they one sound, had one big tank one had two
well,
big
one,
tanks
I think from like yeah like literally one uses Gulliman, one uses you know like Mounties Kalgar, so they're both using special characters of the same chapter of the same
they've all gone action. Through the change now have they
yeah of course yeah crossing the Rubicon it's called.
Mm-hmm. Crossing the Rubicon, yeah. Is that like innuendo?
Fuck days. anyway, so yeah, and it was just so, and it's like, well, you can't really stand on a high horse and moan about somebody else because they're using a very similar army to you. But it was just like this guy's like, well, the rules lawyering that was being going on in a game that doesn't have tight rules set really. You know, like it's a lot of it is open to because it's got its nature. It's like. You know, I'm, you know, it, cover is line of sight and your true line of sight.
It's awful. Cover rules are bullshit.
I mean, like, you can't. It's a game of miniatures. Like, it has to be abstract.
But
I mean,
it's not like, abstract, is it?
That's the thing. It's like the guy. Like, one of the big arguments was, so a repulsor tank, which, as I understand it, is a floaty space marine tank.
Bigger than its base.
It's off its base, but it's bigger than its base.
No, it's on its base, but it's bigger than its base.
Yeah, it's bigger than its base. So you can't physically fit a model to touch its base because the model overhangs its base.
No, so you can't touch scenery because it can't touch the base because the model's bigger than the base. Hmm. But by the same process, you can't charge it because you can't reach its base.
Hmm. Yeah, it's unchargeable for some reason.
That used to happen in boys.
And it's like, who's got time for this? And I was just... So it was a funny video. Yeah, like, and it's... The thing is, you got something. You got, as I said, like something you've got to say about 40K is that it gets the numbers. Look how many people are playing it. Like, and it's like, and they're all there, avidly frothing at the mouth, like, to do well in this game system, when there are so much better game systems out there. And it's like, do they not know them, or are they just not interested in doing the mainstream thing?
It appeals to a certain type of gamer that you can genuinely. Yeah. Like Mark Poco, you can build a fucking list that's just diabolically filthy and will just beat people before they play.
Yeah.
Beat them before they play.
Exactly.
He can charge you turn one in your deployment area with foot slogging soldiers.
I mean, what was funny was then on that video, looking at the comments, and one of the comments stood out to me as that's hilarious. Was, somebody said at one event I played, a guy, he got red carded before we even rolled a dice. As in, to start the game, there was that much argument or whatever. Like, hang on, you haven't even started yet. And it's like being Nick Kyrgios of, like, of 40K, the tennis player that constantly gets in trouble. And it's like, you haven't even started yet and you've been banned. You know, like, in those situations, it takes a more robust, tighter game system in the first place. But also it takes a TO or a judge to, like,
you can't be a TO in this situation because it's not even the game rules. The game rules are ambiguous enough because like one of the arguments was about if a model's in range, you'll like this one. You may have listened to it.
Oh yeah, yeah, I have.
So right, so
no, so you have, you've listened to it.
So it's only so far. A model is in range.
Yeah,
but I can't see it.
Yeah,
another model I can see
is out of range.
In the same unit, it's out of range. Yeah. Therefore, I can see the unit, and there is a model in range.
Yeah. Tick, tick, can fire at it. Yeah.
And that was the good guy.
Yeah.
That was our hero.
That was the hero. Yeah. It's 40K.
That's 40K for you, man, because all it says is, can you see a model in the unit? Tick. Yes. Is a model in the unit in range?
Yes.
Tick. The fact that the model in the unit that you can see is out of range.
Out of range.
This is fucking nuts, mate. What are you talking about?
So anyway, that was the thing. But if 40K is your thing, play Epic. On Wednesday, I played Epic Armageddon. It's a great game system.
You can't beat somebody on a list.
No.
In Epic Armageddon. No, you can't turn up with 7 flyers and nothing else.
No, you can't. You can. Well, you could do a guard flying regiment.
But you lose on scenario.
Yeah, well,
what are you going to hold anything with?
Well, they have to get out.
I'll just land it, all dead.
As I say, in one side of it, you look at it and you're like, there's so many people in this thing. And in like guys on foot, like 40K models, fine. But when it just doesn't scale right. And then they're like having these huge models on a 6x4 table just looks stupid.
Some of them look like scenery pieces, but they're not.
They do. I mean, like, and personally, I also think that's the same for me of AOS as well. It's like, because it's original. Like some of the models are still the same fantasy models, but others are.
You don't see many of them anymore now, man. You don't see the little rat men or not that. No little rat men. No little undead. It's all shininess.
So, but I'm guessing it comes down to the fact that there's never been a better time for wargaming because of the sheer amount of choice. But it's knowing that choice in the first place, I guess.
I don't know.
And most people want to do the mainstream thing and want to be in the club, in the biggest club, and thus 40K is that. you know, for war game, for miniature war games, you know. So
is it a golden age or not?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I mean, people are hoarding a lot of stuff, a lot of treasure, all those little smogs.
Yeah.
But then how much stuff are we actually playing?
Well,
like Joan of Arc's coming round again.
Is it coming round again? Oh God!
It's 1.5.
Ding ding.
1.5.
1.5. Well, one was played to death.
If I front up £20 plus post on Summit, then they'll ship me a whole new set of rule books, hardback rule books, and cards, this and that, blah 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 blah.
That's handy because you haven't read these ones.
I didn't know the box. Now I'm gonna have to go again, aren't I?
Yeah, go again. Go again.
Nuts,
squeeze that Barry dollar.
Well, you're still quitting luckily, but you're burning out of everything.
Well, no, I'm being realistic, and it's like, as you know, I mean, at times I fear that we repeat ourselves too much on this podcast, but like it is
never, sir.
Yeah, but it's a case of like knowing the kind of game I am now and what game types facilitate that, like what war games facilitate that, right? Yeah, so I taught George, he wanted to play Epic.
Gorgeous George.
Like he wanted to play Epic, and you know, and I said, well, don't worry about it, like as in, you know, we'll play on that night that he was free, because he often works night shifts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's the night we'll do it, I'll do everything, just turn up.
Yeah.
And so I chose to teach him Epic Armageddon, and I brought a Space Marine list and a Guard list. I did have the book. I had to refresh my a few things. It's been a while since I played it, but you know, it was great. This is a really cool game system, isn't it? You know, like is it? You know,
it only has one scenario.
Well, it only needs one because it's a very, very good scenario. You know, like it. I don't. It doesn't need to be. It reflects the game system very well. Like, yeah, you could build a list to do one part of it well. But it'd be hard to build a list to do all the parts of it well. You've got to hold ground and go get ground. You've got to deny yourself being damaged while damaging them. It's like, it's got everything about it. It's like, yeah, it's a good original. I don't want to say, like, this works, this game system. But you don't need another one.
No,
you know, because
it's very clever.
Because it just doesn't, like, no, there's just no need to do it. You know, and the fact that it, you know, with Epic Armageddon, it's like, three turns and you check for victory, and if you haven't won, you go to a fourth turn and that's it. But you think that, I was saying to George, it's like there's not many turns in this game system, but everything dies very quickly. You know, you'll be surprised at like how little will be left.
Yeah, it's a bit like you're a Shade Spider. There's hardly any activations in that game, isn't it?
Yeah,
whatever that's called, Underworld.
Yeah,
there's hardly any activations. But they're already on the third incarnation of that.
Well, no, but I mean, what they've done there is they've done what they had to do with it, which was allow you to use original stuff, but put a cap on the card bloat. So it's going to be a cycle. You know, like cards will be valid for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
But they've now got their third like iteration. So stuff from the first iteration, which is Shadespire, Warhammer Underworld Shadespire, universals are, you can't use them in match play.
Uh-huh.
So, but you can use the uniques for those warbands. And I was talking to a guy who, you know, probably is a better, you know, is in the company, and they're probably, because you can't buy those unique warbands anymore as Shadespire warbands. You can buy them as models, but you can't. But they're probably going to release card packs to bring them in line. Because on Warhammer TV, they've said that these two new warbands with the beast. Oh, what is it called? Beastgrave. You can use all the universals and the universal. Sorry, no, all the uniques, and the uniques are designed 10-10-12. That, you know, just straight out ready. You just use all the uniques, and that's a working deck. It's not the best deck there could be,
right? Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a working. It's not the worst either, though. It's a middle of the road that'll teach you how to use this warband, and then you tinker it with universals that work. I don't know. You want to tweak a bit of it, so that's really clever. And they'll probably re-release the universal cards of the originals. So they fit, because at the moment there isn't 10-10-12 for those, but that's probably what they'll do. That would be a sensible release to do, because then it's like, you know, because they've introduced a few new keywords, you know, and they need to put those keywords into the older cards. And the only older cards then are the uniques.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Right. Mm-hmm. So, in the Wicked War Master,
ah,
It was an interesting Chaos Chariots question, wasn't it? Because it got, again, there was like a massive fucking army came on for sale with not a single unit of chariots.
Yeah,
and then a long time listener, friend of the show, Christina, explained that they were never released at the same time. Yeah, that's why chariots are so fucking rare. Because they are rare.
Yeah.
And then Matthew Street said he got 8 units of chariots. In a deal and sold 6.
Yeah.
And now he wants them back. Now he needs more. So,
I had it and I let
those
it go.
Those chariots were so, seriously, they're so rare, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Super rare. If that, yeah, I mean,
you see like 3,000, 4,000 point armies with not a single unit.
One. Oh, it's going to be in every list.
It is going to be in every list. Mm-hmm. That made me laugh in the week. There's not much else went on in the week even more.
I mean, there's stuff that, like, me and Sharon, like, Sharon was talking about, like, PMing me about Albion and how the cavalry list, the cavalry unit in the list, Albion list, doesn't have a place. Like, doesn't, you never, you know, why do you need
what,
to
what
bring
it? What is
it?
Marauder
it's
cav?
It's 3-3-5 cav.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, it's because it's chariots.
Exactly.
And we were chatting about it, and his suggestion was, can they be turned as a light cav? You know, like, and it's like, yeah, run with it. You know, like, because for the same points, you get a 3-1-3-6 light cav unit, which then has more. It makes the list. I think only adds.
I don't think they do a great deal.
Well, no, they don't. But at least they're like a different choice to chariots. Because at the moment, it's like, for 90 points, I take a cavalry unit, or 95 points, I take a chariot unit. And yeah, chariots got toned down a little. And there are situations where like, chariots can't go into it. You know, it's like it's only on the initial charge. Like they've got that bonus.
In the open,
but it's worth it. It's worth 5 points. You know,
it's
like,
worth more than.
Yeah, it's worth. That's the thing. But like, but I say if we like that chariot thing, that the chariot issue is a big one, isn't it? Like, should it be worth 10 points?
I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah, but it is. Yeah.
Well, with the same reason, what do you then do with Marauder Horse? Because they've got exactly the same two.
Exactly the same. Yeah.
Marauder Horse. What the fuck are they for?
Not well, if you can get your hold of chariots, buy and use chariots.
Yeah. So they've got the same list. They've got the dogs. They've got the Marauder Horse.
They don't have the Chaos
Knights, obviously.
I don't know, Barry. I mean, and I was saying to Sharon that. Well, that is a big thing to address in Walmart.
Well, there is a bigger elephant in the room that Sherwin was voicing his concerns around, and that is around Leadership 10.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what the answer is to Leadership 10. I'd prefer it didn't exist.
Yeah. Make every army have a Leadership 9
general for free. But you need to take them off the book. Just a free Leadership 9 general. What's that, 125 points?
Yeah.
Just give it to everybody.
Some armies have different mounts for him.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you could be arsed. So, like, it makes your orcs better.
Yep.
Makes obviously your elves worse. But they save 180 points.
Because
they're not paying for the general now.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it's an interesting. Yeah, again, an interesting.
Because it is. Where it really still is a major pain in the fucking arse is around heavy cavalry and three orders.
Yeah, yeah.
Of coming off Leadership 10.
Yeah.
Because realistically, it's going to be like, if you're in front, it's going to be 10, 9, 7.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty good odds, man.
It's pretty good.
10-9-7. And that could be the game. 10-9-7 game. Because you can move a fucking mile.
I think you're oversimplifying it, but it is good. Yeah, but as I say, like.
But how do you change the fact that only three armies now have the access to Leadership 10? And only. Four armies, sorry, but only three of them have got cavalry. Leadership 10. Leadership 10 is a lot, man.
I know. But these are. The good state that Warmaster's in, these are deep questions now that are to be debated, like in the going field.
I think Jim had it best.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically saying that you get to a position where you have to handicap players going into tournaments. So you say like Mr. Janners or Mr. Barry or Mr. whoever you fucking want. You ain't using no tier one armies. You're not using your lizard men. You're not using dark elves. You're not using wood elves. You're not using high elves.
Then you need to come to a good, firm agreement over what is a tier one army.
Well, there's probably all the lead. Well, dwarves are borderline. So the three leadership tens with cavalry.
Yeah.
You probably have to put lizardmen in there because they're fucking horrible to play against.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they got good leadership because they got three generals.
I mean, I'm not.
That's what makes Lizardmen different to any other army.
I'm not denying you. I'm not saying, I don't agree. But you'd have to be really clear with what is a tier one army.
I know. You could say, so you're the problem with tournaments is the draw for a tournament player to use a leadership 10 general is so strong.
Of course it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the game is about command. Yeah. If you can't command your stuff, you will lose.
Yeah.
And if I can command my stuff and you don't, I will win.
Yeah, that's true.
And me having leadership 10
mm-hmm.
with lots of heavy cavalry,
yeah.
it's just fucking backbreaking, isn't it?
Well, it's always been strong.
It's always been strong, you're right. Mm-hmm. So what we came up with over the weekend was Sherwin's idea was to do something around the leadership 10. And we've discussed this in the past, giving people free generals. Or Jim's idea to take your top tier player, whoever they are, who are on the FIFA coefficient or whatever you want to use. Say if you've won a tournament, you're now a top player.
Yeah.
Tough shit, mate.
You
won with goblins or orcs or whatever you want to be.
Well done. Like, you're now top tier.
No, you're not getting used to that.
So is that how you say you're a top tier player if you've won a tournament?
I think, yeah, well, realistically.
So that's the only absolute, isn't it?
You can't win a tournament.
Came second.
You can't win a tournament and not be a good player.
Yeah, so.
Can you?
Won a tournament, you're a top tier player.
Yeah, so then you don't get to use your tier one.
So that's me with orcs, isn't it? Like, I want a tournament with orcs, so I'm a top tier player.
You'd have to.
Some top tier Barrys are better than others.
You'd have to be top tier to win with orcs. Orcs game. So it'd be funny for that lad, first in. First tournament is orcs.
Well done. You're now top tier.
No more.
You can never get better.
Until
you're Skaven, because that's shit. But like, that shiny high elf army you've been painting up slowly.
No,
sell it.
No. Because you think about it, because we went through, I mean, this is going a bit of a tangent, but we ain't got much to talk about tonight, apart from the game we're going to play. So, what else could you do to a high elf list? What could you do? You can't take any of the entries out, because none of them on their own are particularly groundbreaking.
I don't think so. I don't think
there's not. I mean, they've got access to a dragon.
I don't think there's anything else to be done with them.
They've already been toned down.
Yeah, they have,
With their magic, and their reavers, and their bolt throwers.
Their spell debt selection favours a shooting style list, and you're right. So I don't know, mate. I think you should just look at it at some point. I do like the idea of nerfing players. That's because that involves no fussing around with rules. It's just like, and I do like the idea of it just being as simple as if you've won an event, you're a tier, top tier player. You can't. That's probably the best. That's the of the solutions you're suggesting. That is the one I would go for. Though I do also like the idea of everyone has a free command 9 general. That's not a bad one. But it takes.
That's a big change.
That's a big change, isn't it?
So,
but is it, you mean like the taking approach of Blood Bowl? Not all teams are created equally. Like in Blood Bowl,
they don't have to be. So, created,
you say in Blood Bowl, some teams are not as good as others. Yeah, that's it. If you win with them, you take the challenge on the head of trying to win with them.
Janus next year is doing goblins, apparently.
Yeah.
He's had a year of wood elves.
Yeah,
he's a year of goblins.
He's going to go with goblins. But he's going to use halflings as goblins. But he's a goblin list, yeah. So he's playing goblins.
But one thing you
And could, he's going to win with them.
Yeah, probably. One thing you could do is if you started giving everybody a leadership 9 general, you could probably reverse some of those changes you've made to high elves. Because some of the things you've done to high elves are to compensate for what the real problem was, which wasn't the magic, which wasn't the shooting.
Yeah.
It probably was the fucking leadership 10 general, after all.
Yeah.
It was an interesting discussion we had with Sherwin over the course of the day.
I mean, he gave me a fantastic bit of work. As he was like, very nice, of like a piece of work to debate like and play test Albion. How their cavalry being changed, and I was like, "This is like, yeah, it's like I totally agree with you." It's like I said,
but then you'd have to do it for all of those. Well, like, no,
exactly.
Chaos.
I said, like, saying going forward, play some games now using, the change of this Albion's light, so they have a light cavalry option instead of a medium cavalry option they never use, and then the next step is then in a tournament organizer like myself. So at the next London Grand Tournament, in my rules pack, it'd be like, this change is enforced, is in place for Albion for this event. Don't like it, don't care, because I'm running it.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
Right, Right, so we're going to talk about the game. We're going to play a game. I'm not sure we're going to get it finished because we're halfway through the podcast. We're going to do the podcast and we've got to play a game. It's already 9.
I play quick. I'll smash Barry in no 9. Time.
Then you'll try to smash things. Mm. We ain't playing on the clock, that's fucking sure. I've got something to talk about my list. So you talk your list first.
So I've gone, this is potentially a Triwiz list for me. Because the next event is Triwiz in November.
I'd like to hear your explanation more than you gave me when I asked you about your list beforehand. So
it's Empire, because I don't think anyone's won a tournament with Empire, have they?
They tend to be too defensive to win.
But I don't think anyone's won it. So this list is 4 halberdiers, 4 crossbowmen, of which 2 are upgraded to handgunners.
Why not?
I'm willing to do that. Then 5 units of knights. One of them has a sword of destruction. 3 units of pistolets. A hellblaster. 2 cannons. A general I've mounted on a griffin and put a sword of might in.
Of course you have.
Then a hero I've mounted on a griffin with a sword of cleaving. And then 2 wizards, 1 with a ring of magic and 1 with a wand of power. Is the wand of power the +1 to cast?
It sounds reasonable.
Yes, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And it's a breakpoint 10, 19 units. Scouts, I would put the mounted hero, Griffin, and 3 pistoliers. That would give you a scout score of 6.
Only 1 each for pistoliers?
Yeah, because they've got 5 up armour.
Oh. I wouldn't even bother then. 6.
No, if you're going to do it.
Doesn't sound like enough, does it?
No, it's not. But, like, yeah, at least it's an attempt. Yeah, and it is.
Why are you the fuck is the general?
Because I'm going to commit
it for fight. Yes, but what was that? I can't remember who it was that commented that you lost more generals in a game than he's lost in his entire life.
Well,
you lost 2 in a game.
Yeah,
2 in 1 game.
But you know, I don't want to pay them. I guess the dead cost nothing.
There were 2,000-point lists when you played together, like a duo list. So how on earth are you going to... It's not about the turn that he goes in and does his damage.
I know, I've played Warmaster.
It's about keeping him alive the next turn when they put everything they've got into killing him.
And I will.
And I will. So,
what the army list is basically, it takes the range of the game with cannons.
What if they have cannons?
Well, that's a problem. It's about, and then it's the delivery system of my 8 units of cavalry, supported by 2 terracores and characters. Okay. That is it. It is. I mean, it's not. I would say it's not an Empire list that I would have started with in terms of my first event with Empire. This is what I'm going to play because it's. I see this as quite a skew list.
It's a very skew list.
Yeah, but I'm going
8 units of cav.
Yeah.
Plus 2 flying characters.
That's right.
So what happens? Terror characters. What happens if they stay in woods?
Problems. I'll shoot them out with cannons.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, like, I'll just bombard them. There's no turn limit.
This reminded me of that. How many did I have? 9 units of silver helms.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah, but you didn't have cannons. Yeah, you had no. You were just like I'll just watch them in the woods. Me, if that happens to me, I'll be like, I'm just going to shell them.
Shell them.
I can take a 2-minute turn shelling them.
And shell them.
Back to you again.
Right. Okay. So I am playing ogres now. Well, I'm testing a rule change.
Okay, go on. This is interesting. What is it?
Well, it's been discussed.
Yep.
It's been brainstormed. So, the problem with the ogre list is that you can't support ogres with anything other than ogres.
Yep.
And you don't have enough ogres to support anything.
That's right.
So you end up with hardly anything being able to fight. I mean, you don't want, like, a unit of bulls supporting a unit of bulls.
Not really.
Mm. Well, your chaos have. They may have marauders, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. 6-point unit.
Or you've got your...
That's the cheapest infantry.
Orcs and goblins. They've got trolls. They've got...
Goblins.
They've got ogres. They've got black orcs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're supported by goblins. Or if you want to upgrade it, you can support them with orcs.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay.
Is
the change that nobblers can support ogres?
But they can't be supported.
Yes.
Ogres would not support a nobbler.
So that is the same rule that is in rat swarms, in that rat swarms can support, but can't be supported.
But also, they don't have any of the...
But there's sections of those in rat swarms.
Yeah.
They also then bolt in, can't be driven back by shooting, which is in flagellants, for example.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems fair because it's a rule that's in... It already exists.
Because I know that it seems a bit weird. You've got these big ogres being supported by little tiddly little greenlings.
Well,
but support is more...
Think more abstract.
Yeah,
like they're standing behind the ogres cheering them on. The support is they're running between the legs and getting jabs in.
So, and also they still take the same rules that you can't, characters can't join them.
Yeah.
So if you get caught and you can only flee to a nobbler unit or greenling unit, they call, you ain't going there.
Yeah.
So you're going to die.
Because
you can't go there.
You can't go there, yeah.
So,
do you change the points at all with the nobblers?
I don't know, because they're effectively goblins, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. What's their stat line?
Goblins.
And what's their points?
Goblins. They're, 30 points.
Then they don't need to change points.
So they're goblins.
Yeah.
I think goblins...
Because goblins can support, while nobblers can't. So, yeah, I don't see that. They don't need to be...
So
they've
got the 15 range.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 360.
Yeah.
But now they can be brigaded with other stuff,
yeah,
which is good. They can support stuff,
yeah,
but they can't be supported.
So,
and characters
so
can't join
how it, so nobblers in your difference there, this proto list compared to goblins in an orc and goblin list, nobblers are exactly the same as goblins, except goblins could be joined by characters
and can be supported.
Yes. So and they're the same points.
Yeah. So you've got two mega traits.
So they're not underpointed. Definitely not.
No, I think it would be difficult to charge them any different.
Yeah, no, it's
and
fair.
They are very, very,
yeah,
very awkward to use.
Yeah, like, that seems totally legit to me.
Well, we'll see. It may make the list powerful, we don't know.
Well, let's find out. Yeah, this is playtest.
This is playtest. Right, so my list is four Bologas, which are going to be in one brigade. They're going to be the in column.
Yeah.
Hopefully not getting cannoned.
Getting cannoned.
That would be bad. We've got one Lead Belcher.
Yep.
Who's going to have a nobbler behind him, and he's going to be bodyguarding the scrap launchers,
yep,
which of which there are two.
Alright,
okay. So we've got a bit of range.
What range is
60?
60. Okay. Alright. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got two Iron Guts,
yep,
and they're going to have a nobbler support,
yep,
each of them. We've got two Rhinox, who obviously will fucking eat
two
anything.
Two Rhinox. Like,
they've got to do a lot of work because you've got a lot of cavalry, but will.
Yeah,
they're stuck in. A Slave Giant.
Yep.
A Tyrant. We've got a bruiser on a bull, Rhinox, so we've got one Terra Causer.
Yep.
And we've got a butcher with a dispel scroll, and the bruiser has got a sword.
Is everything in this list painted? Do I have to paint anything for
you? No, I think the giant, because I didn't...
So one giant needs to be painted?
I'm not sure the giant's going to make it, because I think...
Oh, okay. But I could do that.
I think you may need to use them in pairs for them to work,
yeah,
but that's a lot of points.
Because you got influenced by Nav, didn't you?
I mean, his giant really did do work.
Yeah, but no, it's fine. If this is your list of the Triwiz, I'll...
No, I'm not sure it will be yet, because
no, but
I'm
saying,
not sure about a giant.
If it is, I'll do the giant easily. That's no time.
Yeah.
I can do that in a shift at work.
So, and we're going to see what we can do. Obviously, Empire are a pretty common army.
Yeah,
we don't have all the tools we need.
So before we played this game, Barry said... this is what I intend. I didn't know the rules changed, but I wanted to use ogres, and I needed it. And I said, well, "What do you want me to use?" And he's like, "Yeah." It left it to me, and I said, "Can I use Empire?" And he's like, "Yeah." Well, as you said, Empire very common.
Oh, very common.
Yeah, so, okay.
I think as many as 25%. If you're not using elves, you're probably using Empire
probably
or dwarves
probably,
or something.
Mm-hmm.
So. Realistically, because so we're going to play a game. We're going to try and talk a little bit about the game on tape.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, take pauses and say things.
Yeah, but that's why I think we might not have enough time to do it and finish podcast.
Well, let's find out. Let's get it on then.
And if not, we can finish off in the week or something.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Okay, so one of my ideas is if we can leave this table set up, which I think we probably might be able to.
Yeah.
It's just a bit close by the door. Might be able to get a bit of additional lighting. Maybe
street. So you've got some good stripe lighting. We just need one or two directional lights, which you can mount here and here. And that will light up your table very nicely.
Yeah, and maybe get
and you want a camera on the dice tray, and a hand camera to look at. Well, you have an overview of the table.
Yeah, but you see that involves editing.
Yes, I know.
So the alternative to that, right, is you just fire it out live.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Like rough and ready.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you fire it on Twitch or YouTube or whatever,
excellent,
and it's just live.
Yeah.
And there's no editing then.
Would it cost us anything to put it onto Twitch?
No, it's just free.
Right, fantastic.
And YouTube's free.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, there's no editing.
Yeah.
Because you've got to just do it.
You don't care about editing.
I took that sense from you. It was in your... The ball was in your court for the last 6 months.
All right.
Right, so we're going to... we'll stop now. We'll talk as we deploy and stuff. Okay, so Paul won the scouting role. No surprise there. My scout was zero and yours was six.
Mine was six, yeah.
Six is a lot more than zero.
Mm-hmm.
You deployed...
Yeah, so I'm already starting to work out this is how I will set up this army down, like dictating. I'd rather break the cavalry into one, two, three, four different... Two blips of two, and I'm willing to like have the pistoliers amongst knights just to be game dependent. So my initial setup here is I've got my cavalry, I've got my artillery on a hill, which is very nice, and I will rush. I will secure the right positions for the scenery. There's two woods on my left and right flanks. It'll be good to get infantry into, so they can like hold there and hold their break as much as anything else, and then adapt as the game goes on. How are you, Barry? What do you think?
Yeah, well. So we've got our column of bulls hidden behind a wood, with the rhinos behind them. We've got a giant coming down the middle.
Yep.
I mean, it's not ideal for him on cannonball catching duty.
Yeah, he can catch them, headbutt them.
We'll see what we can do. We got our artillery on a hill too.
Yeah.
The range of the hills is that we're not really in range of each other.
No.
So they can both be on a hill and both out of range of each other, which is quite interesting.
And and this hill might cause issues for line of sight as well.
And I've got my iron guns bravely hiding behind numbers. Because
why not?
Like, because their armour means nothing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, to your and you've won first turn.
Yeah.
So that's going to be it.
About to start playing it.
So we've done turn one. Not much happened really.
No. Yeah.
So what did you do?
I pushed forward. My general could have ordered better.
He's on a horse. He's on a griffin.
Yeah. My wizard on the left though did fine. Ordered everything he could. Gandalf in the centre did what he needed to do. Hero in the middle got the artillery forward on the hill, which is nice. And then the general on the right. I'd have liked to have got another order off. He only got one order off.
I've just noticed that you're running this army on one hero and a general.
Yeah.
And two leadership seven wizards.
But they do have movement spells.
Yeah. They do have movement spells. Mm-hmm. So basically, I got my artillery so that they could put some damage down, and they took a standoff.
Mm-hmm.
I put my Rhinox Riders on the right flank facing off his non-Gandalf wizard with a unit of knights and a unit of pistoliers. Put my...
Radagast, we'll call him.
Radagast, the brown. Put my bulls in line, because we're worried about cannons coming eventually.
Yeah.
In the wood. Artillery brigade, we've got the greenlings, or grots, or whatever the fuck they're called. What they call them now?
What?
Nobblers. Nobblers on the front. All the nobblers have gone to the front. Brave Sir Nobblers. And the Iron Guts and the Giant are pushing on the left-hand flank, my left-hand flank, Paul's right-hand flank.
Yeah.
And he's gonna try and get stuck in, I think.
Yeah,
indeed. Okay, there's no initiative, so we're off turn two. So turn two is complete.
Yep.
So your artillery blew some greenlings away.
Yes, nobblers away. Nobblers away. Like, slowly. Yeah, like Rome wasn't built in a day. It's too tight.
You tried to ring a magic in a movement spell. I was a little bit confused what that was about.
Well, in your cavalry is a lot. So what Barry has is two units of Rhinox Riders on my flank. They're very expensive, and I'd have sacrificed that unit to do just
some
drop,
damage
to drop a because that would harden you for your command.
Yeah,
I was willing to do it. Okay. I'm willing to ring a magic that because items I find better to use them before you forget.
Before they're gone,
And you added a spell of control, so at least that's burned that option out.
It has burned that option out. And then my two units of Rhinox charge units of Knights with a terror character.
Yeah, so annihilate.
21 damage.
Yeah.
Two back. Mm-hmm. 21 hits.
21 hits, yeah.
More than enough damage. And then my... Rock lobbers fired indirectly because I've made a bit of a blunder here.
You put them behind the game.
I know it was a bit of a blunder.
Yeah, right, okay.
The general is his first out.
You've
got to give him. I mean, still waiting for the Kickstarter general. I don't know what's going on. It's not. You need the Kickstarter general. That's what's going wrong.
There you go.
So, a bit of a blunder. The giant's wandering around upfield where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
On his own, though, I think a second giant wandering around him makes all the difference. Two of them.
Yeah.
But then I'm finding it really awkward to command the giant because I've got to put in. It's not like I'm putting in a 30-point goblin wizard.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm putting like an 80-point, 90-point butcher.
It's not easy. Not.
I don't think it's the right call. I think he needs to. I haven't got a painted one. I don't think.
I have a painted one, and I can easily paint you another one.
Unless it's going to allow me to run a character for free, I don't know who's going to buddy him.
What?
So who's going to hold his hand is the problem.
Oh, okay.
In the actual game.
Oh, okay.
Because that butcher doesn't need to be where he is. He's absolutely where he doesn't want to be, he's got to do it because that is the only way he can move a giant.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Right. So, we live and learn. So, end of turn three.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting position.
So, it ends at the moment. I've got 7 break and Barry has 6.5.
Okay, so what happened in that turn, really? Your guys did the good work, your pistoliers.
Shot
my guys in the side.
So they got to a flanking position and then tried to be magicked in, which they failed to spell. But, they're now beyond the T, so to speak. And then they mainly Barry's reform. One unit of Rhinox Riders got confused, so now I'm going to initiative charge his flank. And
it's
hopefully
true.
Weight of numbers simply brings down one of those beasties sooner or later.
I would certainly do damage to the unit, if not... you might not kill the unit, but I'm pretty sure you will damage that unit.
By its nature, your army is stretching its command. But then the big show was the other unit of Rhinox Riders came across from position, caught my one unit, and two moves, caught my one unit in the flank, annihilated them, advanced onto a unit of damaged pistoliers, killed them for no damage. So now I need to... redirect them, but this character is tied into this unit, so if I do get really lucky, if I do get lucky and end up taking the unit in some way, dropping that character would be really hard.
That'd be massive, yeah.
Because the wizard is not commanding anybody.
The wizard's had real problems
in general,
this game.
Yeah. And I can shell you for days.
I think...
Also, the giant. I got lucky holding the giant.
You didn't get lucky.
But as a,
I think the problem is, the giant... going into units of infantry supported tends to just lose to combat rest.
I got some hits on him when he charged it, didn't I, with standard shoot.
Yeah, but yeah. I did 5 damage to you.
Yes, and I had 2 on the approach and 3 support.
Yeah.
So it was a draw, but anyway.
So the giant is left swinging.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna badly hurt him. I'll be lucky to confuse him.
You'll just be shooting him.
I'll just be pinging him away.
But now I've had to leave him to initiative only.
Yes.
Because the wizard's trying to do stuff.
Yep.
But the wizard and the giant combo don't work. Mm-hmm. He's too expensive and I've only got 3 command.
Yep.
And one of them can't be babysitting a giant.
No.
So now I'm relying on the general,
mm-hmm.
who's gonna do work, but the hero, now if I lose this hero,
yep.
I'm in real trouble. Because my army's split up.
Yep.
I've got one of my units of bull rhinox is going to get flanked. It's going to get hurt. It might not die.
I would trade that unit for one of your riders.
The giant is going to get hurt at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I lost artillery to a bowhead move.
Do I have to do 5 hits?
5.
Badly.
I lost one of my artillery to a bonehead move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that happens sometimes. And now you've got the range of the game. Yeah. And if I lose my second piece of artillery, not that it's going to do a great deal on its own.
But he was a break point.
Then life gets very miserable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a unit of ogres I don't have to kill.
Yeah, that's true. So it's really running down to the giant and one unit of rhinox at the moment. My other foot sloggers are going to have to get across there, but with limited command and cannons, it's going to sting. So even though at the moment it's pretty even, I think Paul's probably got this game because of the cannons.
I've got a good turn coming up, so you're going into my turn 4.
Okay, so what's that turn 4?
Games ended end of turn 4.
Can you guess how it ended, listeners? What does Paul do more than any other War Master player in the known galaxy?
Commits generals. what the situation was is I got my orders off with my general to order my 2 cavalry units, including one I put a little banner on because it was filling up points. A little sword on filling up points. And they got I got 4 stands of knights against his 3 units of Rhinox, 3 stands of Rhinox Riders with a character in it. I committed my general.
Rather than
my hero. And
they're
maybe shooting the other way around. No, he's got 1 extra attack. Okay. Melee should have been the other way around. But he was in a unit that Barry couldn't direct any attacks onto.
Apart from the hero attacks, if I wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to. And it fluffed it. I failed to cause
it. You did 3 damage, which does nothing.
There's nothing.
And I did 4, which takes a stand.
So what should I have done there? Because one unit was... So 3... It was 3, 6, 9, because one unit was terrored.
Yeah.
One unit wasn't. Another 4, and then another 5.
5 from your general?
Yeah, because 2 plus 2 plus 1.
So, what,
5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Nine.
That means 9 wounds. 4.5.
And you did 3.
Did 3. A little blow. So, I should have done 4 or 5.
4.5.
Yeah.
And then coming back. And
coming back was 5, 19. 10, yeah, 19. Half of 19 is
9.5.
Rounded up.
So, it's 5.
That's 5. So I should have taken... Ooh, I suppose actually it wasn't...
The odds are that...
It was a bit dicey, actually.
Because the base attacks are 5. But you've got... No, because we're wrong, because I wasn't including my armour shit than yours.
Oh, yeah. So, sorry. So I've put into you 9 plus 4 is 13, plus 5 is 18, 9 wounds, of which you save 3.
6.
So 6 wounds.
Should have been
6. I should have
won by 1.
Should have won by 1, which would have been enough... to drops that, and then more knights come in, you know, like, or I get more knights around you.
Yeah. Or you'd have won by 1, gone on, and probably finished it.
You probably, yeah.
Because you'd done 6, wouldn't you say? But what happened is you lost by 1, so you move back.
The narrow margins.
1.
Yeah.
And then you reform into your flank.
Repositioned, got the flank, because and then got enough dice.
25 dice into
a
flank.
It's sound. I would have, in the same situation again, I would have committed him.
Yeah, I'd have committed the other fella. But then I wouldn't have committed into that giant when you took the giant.
Yeah.
Because he put a unit of halberdiers.
If he was he actually in position to reposition?
Yeah, 100 miles, isn't it?
Yes, he was. So actually, maybe that cost me the game by me rolling so well and getting a unit of halberdiers to come out and flank the general. Flank the giant. I'd have committed him into this fight as well.
Or you wouldn't have committed your general and just committed him.
I got 2 units of knights in, I'd have sent 2 characters.
Well, you've got both characters.
I would have done.
Oh, you're a maniac.
No, I would have.
Because you've left with 2 wizards. Not that it matters.
You risk big.
Because this list is 2 wizards.
Yes.
And 2 fighty flyer characters.
Yep.
It's nuts, isn't it?
I like it.
My infantry did literally nothing in this game.
No, didn't even make combat, did it?
I can't tell you if supporting means anything.
Yeah,
because unfortunately, Paul's cannons kept them all at bay.
Kept them at bay, yeah.
I made one mistake.
Cannons I want to do.
So the only thing that did anything at all in this game, at all, were the Rhinus Riders with the hero and the bull.
Yeah.
And that was it. Nothing else touched anything.
But you're right, you need to change that wizard or build. You need to change your build.
And he's get rid of the giant.
You either get rid of the giant, or you can't have a giant and a foot wizard. You can't do that. So what you're going to go?
He doesn't move any quicker, does he?
No. I mean, but like you want to commit. He wasn't doing anything. That wizard. He wasn't commanding.
I can't have him babysitting the giant.
Yeah, he can't be
because there's not enough command in the army.
So what you're going to drop the giant and?
I don't know. Yeah, I have to drop the giant and then I'll have to find 150 points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Realistic is probably another unit of lead belchers and some nobblers, maybe. Or maybe I could do what you did and have double bull rhinox, double terrors.
Yeah.
So I have a hero, a butcher, and a bruiser, bull rhinox.
Yeah. For me, I really like this build of an empire list. It's got legs.
It's fucking horrible fighting empire. I hate it. Just because the cannons keep you at bay, and if you don't have the tool to deal with them.
Yeah.
You've got to give them a big exclusion zone, and eventually they'll just wear you out anyway. Mm-hmm. They destroyed my infantry, my artillery brigade.
Yeah.
What was left of it? A confused unit of lead belchers and a single, which was going to die next turn.
Yeah, and for one stand of pistoliers they'd taken. Yeah.
Cannon are good.
I think the only thing I'm happy with my build, so the only thing I need to do is decide what model I'm going to use for a second Griffin rider. So what I'm using here is a Bretonian guy from...
You really are going to put your general on a fighty character, and you're not playing Bretonians,
because he's very Bretonian. This guy, Laren Miniatures, does a Griffin rider.
Stick an Empire dragon down, scare everybody.
Well, hey, like a thing that's like.
Well, it's great for this game, isn't it? That's my general, mate.
That's my general.
Where's
your general?
No, where's the rider? He is the general.
He is the general.
The dragon is the general, mate. What are you talking about?
He Chinese speaking dragon. Mao could do it.
So what I learned is that my artillery's not as good as yours.
No.
Who knew?
It never would.
Who knew?
Yeah, yeah.
The cannons are good.
Only dwarf artillery is better.
My infantry couldn't do anything. Who knew?
But you could have. Well, you could have rushed. You could have used them more aggressively.
Also, until the cannons are at least hampered slightly, just lost a cannon or something. Mm. The pain of running into cannons is just nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, when your stuff's expensive. Yeah. For me, I learned that I do like this. This is my Triwiz list. I only need to paint one thing.
It's a good pitch battle list.
Yeah, because we're playing three games of pitch battle.
Yeah, it's a good pitch battle list.
Yeah. Because with it, I mean, if my opponent goes to if they go defensive, they hang back, I'll just shell them. I'll have quick turn shelling them. You know, like, I'll be like, shell, right,
back. I mean, certain armies have an answer for it.
Yeah, of course.
Because you've got no dispel scroll.
No, I'm not willing to take that.
No. Well, you're a nutter, sir.
No, because
you're fucking spunking money on swords.
Yeah, because I would rather... I'd rather have two items that help my cavalry get into combat.
Okay, right, so you're playing against lizardmen, for example.
No.
They send the pterodons behind and ring of magic in your back, and that's all your artillery gone. Then the game's over.
But that's a very hard manoeuvre.
It's not a hard manoeuvre at all with a ring of magic, is it? It's just a one order on an 8 or 9 if you use divine guidance, and then you're in your back, ring of magic's gone. Yeah. And then the game's finished, because nothing on your table's going to beat lizardmen without artillery.
There is that, yeah. Then if that was the case, I would be moving my artillery around with an infantry brigade literally standing in their rear.
Behind them. Behind them,
just waiting.
They'll still get flanked, but at least you're not getting reared.
Yeah.
But the only magic item I take, if I have a wizard, is a dispel scroll.
Okay.
Just because, like... Sometimes it's the difference between winning and losing. Like,
I suppose.
One ray's dead, one ring of magic in your... Even your... if you got a unit of knights and you got your movement spell into the flank of one of my units of Rhinox, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, and that's what I was going for.
You don't even have to lose your wizard to do it.
No, that's true.
So I like the 10-point thing you've got on there, but maybe trade that in and, like, one of the swords to get a dispel scroll on the other wizard. Then you're covered.
No, I like Ring of Magic. Yeah,
no, you can have them both.
What? Just trade Ring of Magic in. And a Dispel Magic Scroll.
Yeah, just trade the sword in and you had a Rod of Repetition or sort of.
10 points. Power. How much is a Dispel Scroll?
20.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I see.
You had a sword on a bloody...
I did, and then that's... Yeah, that was just 10 points to use up. Yeah, you're right, actually, yeah. Okay, so that's my change, is I drop the random sword I've got on a unit of knights to fill up points... And a rod to make it a spell scroll.
To make it a spell scroll, which covers you. If they go behind you and commit a wizard and then roll a 5, then fair enough. What can you do?
You can't do it. Yeah.
But if you can't have it on a ring of magic because it's just automatic in it.
I suppose because the voice of command is a 5+. I make it with the rod is a 4+. That's not reliable.
Well, it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah. All right, fair enough then.
Oh, I like your list though. It's hard.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is obviously the fighty general because I just can't bring my I can't risk so big, sir. Because you had that game done. That game was over. There's no way I was winning that game.
But that's how we're different players, isn't it? Yeah.
No way.
I will.
Your cannons were just
because you've got to remember that also you've got to play to the event you're playing going into.
It's true.
Is that there will be a round clock. There won't be a death clock. So I will force a result, like
by killing your own general.
Well, yeah, that's a result. I think, to be honest, Barry, I would rather lose by losing the general than winning by a drawn out game where I win on the clock or whatever, like I'm slightly ahead, etc. I'd actually rather lose wrong by because I committed.
Yeah,
personally.
We played a game in record time.
Well, it did stop. Quicker because, we play War Master fast. This style of recording as we were going on, we could do that. That's how we should do it.
Yeah, I think we're just going to stream live. Not even bother recording. And then record the podcast around it. So, it was a good game. We need a bit more light in here.
Yeah.
We need to finish the podcast now, so we'll get on with that.
Cool.
So this is how we used to do it for listeners that don't know.
Right
at the beginning, this is all we ever did. Just play a game and talk about the game.
Yeah. Well, we never came up with the idea of recording it during, like...
Well, we did a couple of times, but there's a lot of editing.
Oh, okay.
Not that you'd know. Mm-hmm. We'll see how we record that yet. Right, okay. Hey, man. You
those 10mm ogres, man. I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
We just got a little Black Game Miniatures update.
Precious one!
My precious! So I've actually got some stuff from Robbie, which is a Kickstarter update. He sent me some scopes. It's always nice to get scopes. And I managed to get... There's only one of these in existence, Paul. You are holding the only copy in existence. Even the the scopes now are fucked, because they've been through the mould process.
Oh, okay, yep. So you can make more.
I can make more, but I just wanted to make sure that... You see the spines on the top of them?
On these
not
doggies.
The dogs necessarily, these like swarm bases.
Yeah.
Some of those are a little bit rounded.
Alright.
So I just need to vent them a little bit. Okay. Just put little holes in them.
Okay.
So
cool. That. I'll get these painted up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm gonna see how good they look with contrast paint. I mean spraying them a light colour like you know, and then I will try one of the reds on them and, you know, pick out...
So weird cells. Putting them against fucking Empire Knights.
Yeah,
they're massive, aren't they?
They're massive. Use pistolets.
They're massive. So these hounds are meant to be, like, dog size. Yeah, that's probably bad dog size. And the swarm bases. Yeah, I think it'll be nice. I'm looking forward to playing with them, because I think demons are a relatively good army.
Yeah.
I think you can get out of hand when you start losing stuff, but... Because of the instability test, but...
Pass me your army. Giant space. So, like... Oh, no, hang on. I'll just use one of these. Have you thought... Is it going to be four dogs on a stand? Or is it three?
I think it's four.
It's three, isn't it?
I think it's four.
It's four. Right.
Like, yeah.
And well, then this guy as well?
No. He's just a bonus.
Oh, okay. So is he a character?
No. Christian drew him.
Right.
With the dogs, so I just paid to get him sculpted.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be like an extra in the pack, so you get the 12 hounds and you get him.
Oh, right.
So okay. Do what you want with him. Put him in, take a hand
out. I'll
put
him on a coin. I'll mount him as a little character. I'll paint him on a just because it's a display piece.
So you could have like 11 dogs and him.
Yeah.
You just pick your 11 dogs and him.
And he could be your command stand.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Just to make it look a bit different.
Yeah, of course.
But it's really nice to actually get down to it. It's scary as hell when you're messing with the skulls, but it's finally nice.
And I'll also paint up this... the only thing I've gotten that I thought, Barry hasn't done... So you
yet.
Haven't yet, is you haven't got a demon character with wings. Is that right? Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I think I've actually got the art.
But that's wave two, isn't it?
Yeah, same next year.
So I would want a character with wings, so there we go. Yeah, like as it and I'm on the lookout for a greater demon for these guys.
How big is that?
Well, that's the thing. It's like I'm on the look because when your wave one is out, it's an army.
It's definitely a greater demon coming, but how big is your army?
Yeah,
exactly.
Between
a giant and an emperor dragon.
God knows. Yeah, like, but I mean, if you had to, you could just put, I don't know, a 28mm scale bloodletter or something. For the listeners, when do you think you're going to have wave one into people's hands?
Well, all I've got at the moment is the hounds and the swarm and the infantry.
Yeah.
And the infantry, there's a lot of work in infantry because there's 13 different models. They've got to be all moulded up. And
so
you get
hound
like,
swarms infantry. Yeah.
Mm. I think what's still got to come are there's like flyers, chariots, and cavalry.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't know when you're going to get them.
And then the next year you'll do the rest of them.
Right.
I've already got the art for it, but it's just getting done. Mm-hmm. And the character pack, which you get free if you back whatever the amount of.
Well, I will get on with that. Yeah, because if they come out as I'm hoping they do look, they'll be super quick to paint with contrast paint.
Yeah, looking forward. I like the swarm. I like the swarm.
Yeah, yeah. Because the only other swarm out there is your Nurglings, and they don't look great. Yeah, like these look a lot better. This is a gibbering mass of demons.
Like Cthulhu style. Maybe.
Wormy things, yeah. But because they're demons, they can look like anything. Yeah, so well done.
Right, cool. Right.
I definitely, like Cromarty Forge's, John's
Rat Swarm
look much better. Like, they're much better than GW's one. You know, like, and yeah, I'll go and rock on and say all of his units look better than the GW ones. Even the, say, some people have looked at the halberd, at the Stormvind with their big halberdiers and be like, they're too big.
Yeah.
You know, but the G-Devil ones, you couldn't tell them apart, but you can tell them apart.
Right. So it was just a little bit of extra armour or something on the clan rats.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you couldn't really, like, even when you paint, I painted mine different, like, Stormvermin more silver, like, even I would struggle to tell them apart. And I'd much rather a, I don't know, an oversized weapon, but at least it shows it's different. No, definitely.
Right. Mm. Cool. So I don't know what the next recording is. We've got a little while to the Triwiz now.
Yeah. What is it? In November.
So I need to try this a bit more. We need to try something that's not Empire.
Yes.
Because I need to fight with my infantry.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. In fact, that'd be quite fun, is we could do the bases to do a wave one demon list of your...
Yeah, that'd be quite interesting.
I'm playing with my wave one options in demons.
Yeah, I think that's... No. You can definitely feel an army with the wave ones, especially if you're a cheesy bastard like me.
Yeah, that's why we thought about it.
It would just be chariots, flyers and infantry and some swarm if you want. Cool. All right then, so this was episode 126, a bit of an old school episode. Back to the Future, it was called, part one. Not that we ever mentioned it at the beginning.
Oh, we didn't, right. Okay.
But we did now. Mm-hmm. With your Paul and Barry, and hopefully we'll record in a week or two's time.
Definitely.
Good night.
Would you like to know more?